Go to Tonga now. More shipping containers are urgently needed, thanks to an overwhelming response from the Tongan community to a donation drive at Auckland's Mount Smart Stadium. MP for Pan Mua o Tahuhu and co-chair of the recently formed Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee, Jenny Salisa, expects to fill more than 20 containers with crucial food and water for the disaster-stricken nation. But so far, only 15 have been donated. She joins us now. Morena.
Mahalalei, Corinne, and thank you for the opportunity to update from Aotearoa Relief.
Very good. Lovely to talk to you this morning. So there's been a really excellent response from the community. We'd be thrilled about that. But in specifically, just tell us about the container issue. You can't get it all to Tonga.
Yes, that's right. At the moment, Matson Shipping, I'd like to thank them, and we're really grateful. They've offered us 15 containers free of charge. The ship that Matson has allowed us to send these containers on will leave Aotearoa New Zealand from Auckland this Wednesday. They expect that it would reach Tonga this Saturday. However, there are so many drums of food and donations. Our estimate from the 3 days is that we have filled probably between 20 to 25 containers. Yesterday afternoon, our estimate, just from the numbers of drums that we have and from donations from ordinary New Zealanders, companies have come through to donate, but the majority of the donations actually have been from Tongan families. On Friday alone, Corinne, we filled 6 containers within just 4 hours, and there was so much demand from Tongans that we actually appealed, please don't come today if you're not in line already, come on Saturday instead. However, the appeal to the other 4 container shipping companies that ship to Tonga, please help us out. There is so much that Tongans need. I was in contact with the Prime Minister of Tonga last night, the Right Honourable Siausi Silvaleni, and he also gave me a few more items for us to consider sending to Tonga.
Just help us out here. So obviously with water, that is being addressed partially by the desalination plant that the Aotearoa is doing at the moment, docked in Tonga. That is helping. What is the critical element when it comes to food? Why is it that there are these food shortages? What is the best food that needs to be sent?
We are sending non-perishable, long-lasting food. The worry in Tonga, of course, as you know, Corinne, the volcanic ash has blanketed everything. What the Prime Minister was saying to me yesterday is that they would need things like tractors, gardening tools to assist the people of Tonga to grow their own food. They expect that a lot of the gardens that are there now is probably not going to last very long because of that volcanic ash that is on top of everything. The other thing that he appealed that we have not actually appealed for are things like boats and outboard motors because so many of those have been washed away. The other thing that Prime Minister said we should consider is breakfast cereals and food for breakfast to provide for the children of Tonga. Now, I would like to thank Foodstuffs, who have offered our committee $50,000 worth of donations. They actually wanted to give us cash, but we have gone back to Foodstuffs to say, please give us that in food instead, food that doesn't need to be refrigerated. And today I will go back to Foodstuffs and say, please consider breakfast cereals.
Jenny Salisa, thank you very much for your time. MP for Pan Mua o Tahuhu and the co-chair of the recently formed Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee.